the walls. Nosy tires easily. Johnny thinks the world would be right if you could buy the truth from him. Harry says he changes his mind. Good evening, WMUC Digital College Park loyal fans. This is another episode of Memory Lane with Cecilia Morrow. Tonight's focus artist is Greta Van Fleet, which is super exciting because they are just such, I think, an incredibly talented manifestation of like the kind of music that I particularly enjoy, like that 70s, 80s, kind of the classic rock revival, which I think is so, so great. So we're going to play a quick PSA tonight and then get into the music. Now, tonight's episode is going to be a little bit more music-centered and a little bit less dialogue and information just because I'm losing my voice really bad, and I would like to preserve that asset as much as possible. So enjoy this quick PSA for the UMD community, and then we'll get into our show.
Just anybody.
Help!
You know I need someone.
Help! Stressed? Need to talk? Call Help Center, a peer counseling and crisis intervention hotline at the University of Maryland. Help Center is here to listen. No issue is too big or too small. We are here for you. Help Center offers anonymous and confidential hotline phone calls and walk-in services, free anonymous pregnancy testing, and free condoms. Call 301-314-HELP or stop by Help Center on the third floor of South Campus Diner today. You are not alone.
Won't you please, please help me?
Shout out Campus Health Center, and I love that PSA because of the Beatles music. That's one of my favorites to play. So tonight we're going to start off with Greta Van Fleet's probably most well-known song. It was their song from the debut album From the Fires called Highway Tune. And this song reached number one on the mainstream rock radio playlist, which is really, really cool. It's a really incredible track, and in it you can really hear a lot of their Led Zeppelin influence, which is kind of the main group from which Greta Van Fleet takes a lot of influence, especially in the vocals. Sounds a lot like Robert Plant, pretty much indistinguishable. So we are going to get into this first Greta Van Fleet song and follow it up with Black Dog by Led Zeppelin from Led Zeppelin 4. And then one of my all-time favorite songs, So Good for the Car, All Right Now by Free. And then we're going to have Layla by Derek and the Dominoes with Eric Clapton's incredible guitar, of course, and that famous riff. And then White Room by Cream from their album Wheels of Fire. So without further ado, here is Highway Tune.
Oh, said she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, Lord above, now you're trying to trick me in love. All right now, baby, it's all right now. All right now, baby, it's all right now. Yeah, it's all right now. Took her home, yeah, to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game? Are you trying to put me in shame? Baby, I said, slow, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, love above. Now it's time to trick me in love.
devastation. Black roof country, no gold pavement, tired starlings. Silver horses ran down moonbeams in your dark eyes. Dawnlight smile on you leaving my contentment. I'll wait in this place where the sun never shines. Wait in this place where the shadows run from themselves. You said no strings could secure you at the station.
That was Cream's famous track White Room from their album Wheels of Fire. And we also had Derek and the Dominoes, Free, Led Zeppelin, and of course our artists of the night, Greta Van Fleet. So of course, after the first song, Highway Tune, which is their most famous song, which reached number one on the rock radio charts when it was released, we had Black Dog by Led Zeppelin, who those in kind of the classic rock adjacent world know that Greta Van Fleet's biggest controversy is how much influence they take from Led Zeppelin. And I guess until recently, and especially when they were really rising up and gaining popularity, people were hearing their name and their music for the first time, they didn't acknowledge that influence. It has been said that some members of Led Zeppelin, particularly Plant, are kind of irritated at the band because of the way that they allegedly imitate the vocals and the guitar lines. They're really close progenies of Plant and Page. So there's kind of some controversy surrounding that. However, in more recent times, the band has acknowledged their influence, which is, of course, strikingly obvious from anyone who's listening to their tracks. So I'm not really sure what the aim was with that kind of not acknowledging it in the beginning of their career, but I think it was a smart choice that they kind of switched around and changed their mind on that one. Now, to keep going here, we're going to have Crosstown Traffic by Jimi Hendrix, Thick Freakness by the Black Keys, Ticket to Ride by Vanilla Fudge, and then Evil by Pat Travers and Carmine Appice. Here is the Black Keys. that was Evil from Pat Travers and Carmine Appice's album Bazooka. They put out some records together, which are all really incredible. That album is great. You should definitely give it a listen if this is kind of your taste in music. Now, we're going to close out the episode tonight with four more incredible tracks. We have You Got to Lose again by the Black Keys, Life in the Fast Lane by the Eagles, which is another one of my all-time ultimate favorite songs. Such an incredible record. Then we have Fly By Night by Rush, and to close it out, Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith, which is another near-perfect track, if not completely perfect, and I think a great way to close out the night. Thank you all so much for listening. I hope that you got maybe a little bit more into Greta Van Fleet and check them out. I had just discovered them recently myself, and I'm so glad I did. It's been nothing but fun listening to them. And without further ado, here are the Black Keys, You Got to Lose, from their album Peaches.
so far.
Yes.